Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Welcome to Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, a podcast featuring real reviews written by people who just need the world to know what they think. Between you and me, I wanted to like this podcast, but I'd give it 0 stars if I could.
Hello and welcome to episode 116 of Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet podcast, where we read the worst reviews in the most dramatic fashion. My name is Alex.
I'm Christine, and I'm having a bad day.
No.
I'm in a bad mood, and so I want to tell everybody, because a long time ago I was in a bad mood, and then we got mean iTunes reviews about it, so now I'm preemptively telling you I'm in a bad mood.
Oh my god, why? What
it's
happened?
There's a snowstorm, and so I drove to the doctor. Thursday I drove to the doctor. I got there, and they were like, no, you were scheduled yesterday. And I was like, at 1 o'clock. And I was like, I scheduled this appointment yesterday at 2 o'clock, so there's no way I was scheduled for yesterday at 1 o'clock, whatever. So they're like, fine, come back next week. So I come in today. And they're like, actually, you have to go to this other office. So then I drove all the way to, like, freaking Montgomery, Ohio, to this other office. I got there. And it was closed, and I called like 3 different numbers, and finally they were like, oh yeah, they're having a snow day. And I was like, what the hell? It's 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And so then I drove home, and there was an accident on our exit, so I had to like be stuck on the highway for 25 minutes. And anyway, now I came home and I ate some Girl Scout cookies. Okay. And I'm waiting for my mood to be better, but right now it's very irritated.
Okay, so everyone skip ahead, hopefully 30 minutes, maybe until next week. We don't know. That's all. It's understandable. Hey, you gave a reason for it.
Woke me up at 4:30.
Oh, no.
And I went to bed at 1, so I haven't slept. And Moon just snurfles around my bed and crawls under the covers. Anyway. Okay, I'm ready.
You're ready for some poutine?
Yes, I would love some poutine.
Okay, because that is our theme this week. It's poutineries in Canada.
That's right, and I do have a little preemptive note here, which is that... I'm in a bad mood. No, I'm just kidding. I have another preemptive note, which is that according to Chris, who emailed us, poutine is a ripoff of chips, cheese, and gravy, a dish from the Isle of Man, which is also apparently the only place in the UK with no COVID. So Chris wanted to let us know that the OG, you know, fries covered in gravy is from the Isle of Man, which we're all very impressed, Chris. Thank you.
I didn't know that.
I did not know that either. But... he also said something rude about Canadians, but I'm just not going to repeat that. So I'm going to leave that part out. So anyway, thank you for that correction. And with that, we're going back to Canada. So
right as we're talking about Canada, and probably some Canadians perked up at this episode title, we're talking about how someone sent us an email about...
well, you can't keep them in a good mood forever. I got to drag everyone down
got
with
it,
me.
Got it. And that makes sense. Okay. Knock them down a peg or two. Why don't you go first?
Sure. Okay. This is a review of Mean Poutine. This is a 2-star review by Gabe. During my trip to Vancouver, I had my fair share of poutine. This was by far the best one I had. 2 stars, you may ask? The service wasn't quite the best experience. Recap. Being from Chicago, we had to ask about the Chicago hot dog on the menu. We noticed there were ingredients on it that didn't belong on a Chicago hot dog. My buddy asks politely why they call it a Chicago dog when it does not have the correct toppings for a Chicago dog. Didn't get the best response back, so it was best to just leave after we got our food. I feel sorry for the people who order a Chicago dog, but then get this mysterious hot dog instead. End of review.
Mysterious hot dog? What's so mysterious? It's a fucking hot dog.
It's mysterious. Well, I guess hot dogs in general are pretty mysterious. But okay. I don't think that anyone who orders a Chicago dog in Vancouver is basing their entire opinion on the Midwest metropole of Chicago on this wiener.
On this wiener specifically. A lot is resting on that wiener, though, Christina.
A lot of onions and mayo and pickles.
But
and
all the wrong things are laying on it,
apparently. All those, which probably don't go on a Chicago hot dog.
What does go on it? And what
don't
did
ask
they
me
add?
That. Don't tweet at us about it.
Yeah, we don't care. Neither of us eat them, so we don't give a shit.
Calm down. I care, but I just don't want to know. No. So.
Oh, okay. No, well, I thought we're being in a bad mood today.
I am in a
bad mood.
To
these people. Okay. You know who I bet is from Chicago?
Who?
Chris, who wrote that email in about Canadians. This you is probably the, what it was about.
You mean the man who's from the Isle of Man? Okay, yeah, maybe he's from Chicago. Okay,
to be fair, you didn't clarify that Chris was from
Isle
of Man.
Why would he be so defensive about the Isle of Man? Okay, maybe, I guess Christina, you're right. He could be a know-it-all from Chicago, so that's the other option.
Exactly.
But it looks like he definitely is from the UK, so.
Oh, got it. Okay, so that's a more understandable then.
Yes, he's defending his own people got and it. Their that's a little cuisine, more see, which I guess see, is I what see. This Chicagoan is doing.
I in guess, but I wouldn't do the same for my hometown cuisine.
Can you imagine if we went somewhere and they were like to a foreign nation, a different country, and they had something called Cincinnati Skyline, and we were like, what's in it?
Cincinnati Skyline.
Why do you put that in it?
I know which one you like.
That's wrong. Why would you do that?
I don't know.
Who cares?
I don't
know. The teenager behind the counter doesn't put the mustard on it.
I don't know. The two stars for that is just so silly. I don't know. Whatever. Who gives a shit? Let them put their...
I'm in a bad mood. Stop taking it away.
What? Oh,
for
sorry.
Yourself.
Sorry. I thought we were just... It's solidarity. You want me to be in a good mood?
No, that makes me in a worse mood.
Oh, then I'll be neutral. Okay, time to read a neutral 3-star review. I'm just kidding. This is a 1-star review. Of Smoke's Poutinerie, which is a very popular chain.
Oh yeah.
Popular is one word for it. It is a...
Well-known
chain of poutinerie in Canada. Can I just say also, people complain about everything with poutine. Oh my God. It's like impossible to have like the perfect one.
Yeah.
It's like everything. It's like from what you're going to have complaints about every little thing. This was very frustrating.
Well, it reminded me of the Buffalo Wing episode where it's like,
yeah,
you just can't win no matter what you do to it.
Yeah, it's like, this is how it should be. And then you read reviews of the next place. This is how it should be.
Yeah.
It's like, well, Jesus Christ.
It's all wrong.
Why are people so negative? Anyway, go to the one you like. Here's a 1-star review.
Stop being so fucking negative, everybody. Jeez.
Here's a 1-star review by Lily of Smokes. This is in Toronto, Canada. There were 3 of us that walked into this location today, all looking forward to a very tasty lunch. There was one guy working. He took 2 orders and walked away. He went into the back to start cooking the orders along with the many online orders. I was still standing there waiting to order. We came in together to order together, to leave together. He never once apologized for the wait. He made the other 2 orders and bagged them before turning to me to ask what I would like. Never going back to this location again. Customer service is the worst I have seen in a very long time. End of review.
Is this an SAT question? I'm so confused. They walked in together.
3 of us walked in together, but 2 left. How many people are left waiting?
One of us disappeared. What happened? I'm so confused.
Literally, it just pissed me off because this person... says that three of them, a group of three, walk in to get poutine together.
Right.
The guy who's working there, there's one employee working there.
Right.
Has to take orders and fill online orders that are coming in.
Right.
So he takes two of the orders, goes to work on those two orders, along with some online orders.
So she's just mad that this person, that the server or cook or whatever didn't
do all three of theirs
three at once.
At once.
Well, I mean, it's probably because she's the third wheel and she already feels lost out.
That must be it. And was also standing like 20 feet back from the
others. Yeah, and wasn't invited also to their outing.
Was actually just following them.
And like they didn't even know who she was.
Yeah.
So that's probably what happened. But
And then lost the tail because didn't get the food at the same time.
Lost the tail. Mm-hmm. Chicago dog took too long. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it happens, you know, to the best of us.
But yeah, how, like, if that's the worst fucking customer service you've seen in a long time.
You must live at a golden age. I mean, your experiences must be just exquisite.
And based on this review, this person deserves bad customer service.
Can you imagine if there was a snow day at the doctor's office where this person went? Because I'm sure they wouldn't be as calmly cranky as I was.
Yeah. That's how we'll put it. Calmly cranky.
Yep. Yep. Great. Here's another.
I'm glad you thought that was great.
I did. Here's another review by Pauline. This is of Mean Poutine by Pauline. I ordered a basic poutine to go, hoping it would satisfy my craving for a good old comfort food. Sadly, it didn't. The sauce was great, but there could have been more of it, and they really skimmed on the cheese. That was the main disappointment. It's like in those cartoons where lazy children go berry picking.
Okay, nothing is coming to mind. I'm racking my brain for these cartoons that apparently exist.
It's like, maybe you'll know, maybe you'll remember when I give you some more details.
Okay, this person like grew up in the 50s or something,
1840s. It's like in those cartoons where lazy children go berry picking. Wait for Gio. I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh. What?
I wish. Oh, that's the other fun fact. Gio had a snow day today. When do dogs get snow days? I don't get a snow day. Okay.
But where you don't get a snow day. You work from home.
Yeah, but not when I have to drive all over to Montgomery, Ohio.
Well, technically, your doctor office did give you a snow day. They just didn't tell you until you got there.
That's the worst kind of snow day, when you put your uniform on and go to school and then find out there's no school.
Yeah, and then you get home and you're like, I can't go back to sleep.
I can't go back to bed. What's the point? So I don't want to go sledding. It's cold out there. It's like in those cartoons where lazy children go berry picking, but instead of filling their baskets with berries, they fill them with leaves and only cover the top with berries so as to give the impression their basket is full of them, except it's not. End of review.
That's not what? So they just get fewer berries?
You know.
Do they get, like, is that?
They're lazy children.
So they're getting, are they getting, like, paid to do this? And they're like, look, I have a full basket. Like, what?
I'm sure children in the 1840s didn't get paid to pick berries. They probably just had to do it, you know.
It was for survival,
part of their homework or something.
Yeah, true. Paul, this is such a Pauline. I'm sure you made that name up, but that is a very Pauline review. It sounds
I usually
about right.
Try to match the name to a pretty similar aesthetic, you know?
Yeah, you nailed it with that one.
Like, I am guessing it was something like Vicky or like some other older lady name.
Yeah, I forgot what we were talking about.
If your name is Vicky or Pauline. I literally know people my
age. We already lost all of the Dorcases.
That's right. So. And that was actually a real hit on our numbers.
True.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So.
I don't know how much more explanation you need. It's pretty obvious what cartoons she's talking about.
I don't think it is.
It's called the.
Is a Canadian. No fucking wonder. Those Canadians watch weird cartoons.
The berry picking kiddos.
Berry picking. Cartoon.
The berry picking bungaroos. Is that a bad word?
See, it is in Canada, so be careful.
I know, that's what I thought. Alexander,
Caillou goes strawberry picking? Oh. Maybe that's what it is?
No way. Caillou would fucking lie about his stupid basket.
Oh, Caillou.
God, that show is canceled.
Caillou's canceled, like the character.
That's why he was canceled.
Yeah.
Alexander, we did watch Canadian TV because we watched The Big Comfy Couch, which is a Canadian television show.
Yes.
Isn't fair. Naughty also Canadian?
I was going to say Naughty, and then you didn't naughty. Say Naughty. Naughty!
Stop naughty saying show. It with a T.
I know. I like it that way.
It's way worse.
It's a Canadian-British children's television series.
I'm telling you that.
I know. But I said I was almost saying that, and then you said Big Comfy Couch. Major Bedhead. They probably all went to berry picking. You know what? This was probably a pretty big part of our childhood, watching berry picking cartoons, but we suppressed it. Because it reminded us too much of ourselves.
Of our home, of all the work we had, of all the forced labor we had to go through.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Called the Berry Picking Daddies.
Who's called the bear?
They sing Zoot Suit, right?
I know that reference you were it's a cartoon, kind of making.
It's a cartoon of Berry Picking Daddies.
The Berry Picking Daddies.
Berry Picking Babies. Berry Picking Babies.
Oh, that's even worse.
They're the children of the Cherry Pop and Dad. Oh.
Okay. Oh, no, Christina.
It's a subject.
No.
Can you read one, please?
I don't know if I want to.
I don't want to talk about
this
anymore.
Sit on this a little bit.
No.
Okay, fine.
I'm going to go sit on the big comfy couch.
Here's you another one of Smokes Poutinery in Toronto. This is a 1-star review. Very bad service. Beacon raw, not cook. Asked for well done, well raw beacon. Cook says beacon comes pre-cooked, and if he makes it well done, it will be rubber. Open your ears. Take order. Well done, beacon. Not well raw. Very disgusting. End of review.
Stop it! I feel like this is some sort of code that's triggering, like, nuclear warfare.
We have one of those every other episode. So far, nothing bad has happened. Okay, lots bad has happened.
Yeah, don't look out the window.
Podcast.
It's a well raw beacon.
Well raw beacon.
Open your ears, sheeple. That's the worst. How do they spell beacon? I mean, is it just B-E-A-C-O-N?
Yep. Every single time,
so that's
time,
why
too.
The iPhone was like, well, technically.
And sometimes it was capitalized, so...
No, okay.
I don't know what that's supposed to mean, but it probably means something. Yeah, this person has 120 reviews. Like, this is a local guide somehow.
Do you think that they just kept saying, cook my beacon, and he was like, I need you to leave my restaurant, please. I won't cook your beacon anymore.
This person was verified on the internet before us.
Yikes.
And says things like that.
When were we ever verified on Google?
Well, not on Google.
Oh.
I'm not verified anywhere. You're verified on
Instagram. Oh, I see. You're just
Instagram
lumping yourself in with me.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, everyone. Guess what? Update. I was verified on Twitter. It's very exciting news that I just found out.
Mm-hmm.
Xander, I'm having a bad day.
You're verified on Twitter. No day is bad when you're verified on Twitter.
That's what you'd think.
I would.
That's
I
what
I.
That's what I'd heard, but apparently it's not true. Apparently they're
you're
still
proven,
allowed to.
It's only been like 48 hours.
Yeah, I'm telling you, and I'm already getting locked out of multiple office buildings.
Oh no!
Actually, pretty. It's like a red letter. It's
did
like
you
a,
update your doctor's information and say verified on Twitter to make sure they knew?
Crap!
That's on you. That's not on your doctor. If they had known, they would have opened just for you.
I didn't check off like the new symptoms box. Crap. Okay, I'll do that next time.
Do you
if
have
they
any
ever let me in.
Pre-existing conditions. Yes, I'm verified on Twitter.
Unfortunately, it was never pre-existing. It took an extremely long time to actually develop, but it's here now. It's been incubating for a long time.
Incubating. Oh, no. Oh, no. Let's move on.
This is a 1-star review of... I did not write down which poutine place because it's a screenshot. My bad. Also, this is a not recommended... review. It's
okay,
under
okay.
Not recommended by Fernando 1-star. I used to live next door, and when I ordered a large, I got a large ? So I got a small size, and I was shocked that they did not say anything. I ordered a double pork, FYI, so be aware, they don't do any large poutine. What? End of review. Every few words, there's a question mark in case you didn't understand.
No. I could tell by your cadence.
Good.
And it made it so much worse. What seems to be the problem?
When I ordered a large, I got a large. So okay. I got a small and I was shocked.
Wait, no.
They did
one
not
step
say
at
anything.
A time.
Uh-huh.
Okay. When I ordered a large, got a large. So far, sounds like, pretty normal, good, exactly.
We're already in question mark territory, so there's already an issue, but you're right. Seemingly, yeah. No problem.
Seemingly.
So, then, I got a small size.
Okay, so next time, ordered a small.
So, I was shocked that they did not say anything.
And they didn't say, like, what? Not your normal large?
You're Mr. Large. Fernando Large. That's what we call you around here. Big boy Fernando.
Oh, no.
And they didn't say that, so what the hell is up with that? So be aware, and then at the end, it's just enter, enter. What? Which I guess is kind of how I feel.
So. Yeah.
Anyway. Well,
I can weirdly relate to this person then, because I too don't know what they're talking about. Yeah, well, that's good, at least. At least Yelp did its job and kept most people from seeing that, except you had to go searching for it just so we could hear it. Thanks a lot.
It is most satisfying to click on not recommended reviews that is really grayed out. They don't want you to click it. They really don't. If the they ever remove that, I will cry.
The worst is when you click not recommended, and then there are reviews that say, this remove has been removed for violating our terms of service or whatever. Because you're like, I know that one's amazing. And
that's the one I want to see, Yelp. Is there anyone on the back end of Yelp who can get me that info? Because I would
imagine.
I would be delighted. I will change the names. I will change the locations. But just the content. Yes, oh, please. My God. That would be great. Leak it. Leak it.
Leak it, somebody. Okay, so here it's like a fucking whistleblower. The Yelp whistleblower. Okay, we know you're out there. Help us. This is a review of the Great Canadian Poutinerie in Vanier, Ontario, Canada. 1 star by Delilah. We had a Groupon for this place. When my husband and I went in, the girl was confused about the Groupon vouchers being on our phones. So she went into the back area that was separated by a curtain. When she pulled the curtain back, a big cloud of marijuana smoke wafted into the waiting area. I gave this feedback on Groupon, and the manager sent me several angry emails back and said I was, quote, very stupid to think this was true. So not only no apology from management, but I was told I was lying, and also stupid. And the poutine wasn't even that good, LOL. End of review.
Yeah, it was covered in ashes.
I mean, they pulled back the curtain. This is some, like, Wizard of Oz shit.
It sounds like
and
Wizard of Oz.
A puff of smoke appears, and it's marijuana. Come on. Okay. I don't know. That seems so impossible to actually happen.
My guess is that, like, somebody was, like, cooking in the smoke from a kitchen that just where this person went. But
this person doesn't know what
I was actually really relieved when I heard that it was pot, because I heard the curtain went back in a huge cloud, and my first instinct was, oh no, flies. Like, I was picturing, like, Amityville Horror, like a cloud swarm. Of flies, a swarm. I thought that's where we were going. So I was like, pot smoke, who cares? Like, the place, a lot of these places people go to and they're drunk. So, I mean, it wouldn't totally shock me.
Yeah. I do love, though, that the manager was, like, not given any fucks. Like, this, because that is the most bizarre feedback. Like, also, this could, like, close down your business if
you're, like, threatened. Yeah. Yeah. The employees are doing illegal drugs, presumably.
Like, there's no way that this would, like, fly in a restaurant. Oh, fly.
Okay. I'm telling you.
It may be something it's all going on.
So the next thing I have here is an email from Kirsten. It's a 1-star review of Shay Ashton. I don't know how to say it because it's, I guess, French. Shay Ashton. And this is a 1-star review by Ryan. Poutine is absolutely disgusting. If you're an American and want to try this Canadian experiment, don't. Ask yourselves, why haven't I ever seen French fries smothered in gravy and cheese curds in the U.S.? You would think if poutine was halfway decent, some curious entrepreneur would incorporate it into their business plan. But if they did, this item alone would send them to their grave. I went into the store with a positive impression of poutine. I left with a headache. It smells like dog food and probably tastes like it too. This is supposed to be one of the meals you try before you leave Canada, but once you do, that meal will single-handedly drive you out of the country. I admire curiosity in individuals, and if you must consume this, I hope you agree with my review while you're dropping some friends off at the pool. End of review.
Okay, that last bit. What?
I had to Google that. It's gross. It means pooping.
It means friends off at the pool.
It's an idiom for defecating, is what Urban Dictionary.
This person is giving Canadians shit for their food, and he's saying shit like that.
He's really gross.
That's not okay. Okay. Also, as an American, what about your cuisine? It's so good. I don't know.
Have you been to Chicago?
Have you had a Chicago hot dog? Ugh.
Here's the thing that you don't understand is that Ryan went in with an extremely positive attitude. Obviously. Like, he goes anywhere, he comes in with an extremely positive attitude.
That is so clear to me. You're right.
It is. It's pretty obvious.
It's so clear.
His personality is very optimistic and upbeat. I do also like that he says it probably tastes like dog food, which implies he didn't try it.
True. That's a good point.
Or I mean, unless he's saying he's never tried dog food. Yeah, but...
We've had dog food.
I'm sure we have, yeah.
No, I know we've had at the Carries.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, we did eat dog food. It didn't taste good.
No, it's gross.
But poutine doesn't taste like that, so I guess Ryan's wrong on one thing.
Yeah. Typical American, though, to, like, judge an entire country based off a meal.
That was an entire challenge once. You gave me a challenge to find somebody, an American in a foreign country, comparing the food to America and it's better in America.
Yep. Wow, this would have been perfect.
Hey, yo.
Wow, that's bad. Okay.
Oh, also, Kirsten asked what type of review is easiest for us, like what format to send it in, which I thought was very helpful.
Oh.
I don't use screenshots because I use Pages and they don't format well. So usually I like links the best. But that's me. That's just
links
me.
Work well for me too, because I just then take a screenshot of them. Oh, but screenshots also work for me because I use links. Screenshots. But yeah, links then in that case. Yes. Okay. So my next one is of La Banquise in Montreal. This is a 1-star review. You order your food and stand at the cash like a freaking idiot, while 5 servers in the back can't simply walk around the counter and give your already prepared food. This place needs to seriously learn what customer service is. I am so angry. I almost feel like going back and shooting the large poutine in their freaking faces. I will be sure to let everyone know to never ever invest any kind of money into the regular tasting poutines at this disgusting hipster joint. End of review.
So upset. Wait, he wants to shoot. Hold on, I'm gonna cry. I'm so confused.
Paused there for a dramatic effect.
He wants to shoot the poutine, or he wants to shoot the people in the
shoot the large poutine in their freaking faces. So he wants. Like, I don't know what that means.
It sounded like he wanted to shoot someone, but then he also wanted to shoot the poutine in the face. It's just very upsetting.
He wants to shoot them, but with poutine.
Oh, is that what he's saying?
Because he's saying, I feel like I almost,
allegedly.
For legal purposes, they said, I almost feel like going back and mm-hmm. shooting the large poutine in their freaking faces.
See, because it could also mean like shooting it up. Drugs. I think that's what
drugs are.
You know
what? I don't think it can mean that.
No. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, then never mind. It could also mean... like a potato gun, but a poutine gun.
Yes, that was my thought.
You like suck it up and then
yeah, or maybe they're vomiting it back up. Maybe.
Oh God! Should projectile vomit it at them.
Yeah.
The word shooting shouldn't be in your review, friends.
Agreed.
About an establishment, really.
Unless you're
especially
shooting
in
pool.
Such a violent. What?
Unless you're shooting pool.
I thought you said porn, but okay, yeah, either way.
That too.
Depending on what you're up to, but. Wow. Okay. So, sorry. I got really lost for a minute.
Do you even know what the issue this person had is?
Yeah,
do you remember?
They were looking like an idiot at the cash. I don't know why I want to cry. I think it's just, I'm so overwhelmed by how ridiculous all of this is. And there were 5 servers who couldn't bring the food out, which to me sounds like The Sims, where you take the door out and they're all kind of just like bouncing around on each other until they all kind of die. Mm-hmm. But I don't really know what happens here. They're stuck back there?
He says that they can't walk around.
Right,
because
he
don't.
Took the door out.
So, and yeah, he probably took the door out and the pool ladder out.
He was shooting pool and he took the ladder out of the mm-hmm, pool. Mm-hmm. And now they can't bring him his poutine.
And all he wanted to do was drop his friends off at the pool.
Right, right. Okay, I get it.
Yeah, so it's like he's saying it's already prepared food, but they can't just bring it to you. I don't know.
Maybe it's like a counter where you pick it up, like a Panera. Panera, you know what I mean.
That could be. I did watch a little video on this place.
Why?
I don't know, like a news segment.
Okay.
And I remember because I was
wait, was it because there was a shooting?
No, I was just reading all the news. Comments. And everyone's talking about how obnoxious everyone is there because it's like Montreal,
hipster.
And like they're like, if you don't speak French, then they treat you like shit. And like literally, they had the owner or whatever, and she was like sassy from the start. It was hilarious. like to this woman from New York went up to travel there. I don't know where in New York, but like New York State, I think. It was like a news segment and went up there and tried it. The news anchor asked something like, I want to get the full quote for you. Okay. She's when people come to visit Montreal from New York, why do they have to stop here at La Banquise to try the poutine? And the woman in her French accent says, that's not a question. And that's it.
Okay, Renata, geez.
Like saying like hello, like as if they're insulted by that,
like I won't deign to answer it. Is that what she's saying?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And then she said La Banquise is the best. Confident.
Well, that answers the question. That wasn't a question, I guess.
I mean, not a question.
It's not, you're right, it answers the question. That was not certainly not a question. Fair point.
I love that. Anyway,
wow, amazing. Well,
but you know how Canadians are, right, Chris?
Right, Chris. Oh, we never said who sent this in, did we? This theme.
Well, yeah, because we didn't want Chris to come after them.
No. Yeah, true. Protect them. This was sent in by Nick, and also I found out Aurora suggested it like a long time ago in a different email. No, that's wrong. Nick suggested it July of 2020, and Aurora suggested it in January. So I think they both get the credit. So I'm out of reviews. Do you have any left?
Oh, I have one. Yeah.
Okay.
Here is a 1-star review with a response from owner. This is of Myers. I'm not sure. M-Y-H-R-E apostrophe S. Myers Sandwich Shop and Poutinery in Calgary. This is a 1-star review. Very rude and disrespectful. The young man behind the counter is really arrogant and unprofessional. The worst experience I ever had. End of review. Then the owner responds with,
that is not a question.
That's quite something if a 17-year-old can deliver the worst experience of your life. I wish I had your life. End of response.
I love that. That's exactly how I feel when people say like, oh, this guy didn't make all of our orders at once. This is the worst experience I've ever had. It's like, what a charmed life you must lead.
Exactly. Like, if that's really your complaint and your takeaway from this, come on.
Poor teenager. The manager's like, don't worry about it. You're literally a teenager.
This is the owner I want, for sure.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Damn. The boss is standing up for you in a really weird, backhanded way. Mm-hmm. Love it. So my challenge was sent in by, last week we said Tara, but also Carly apparently sent in something really similar, and that was to find reviews of a DNA test where someone learned something unexpected. Ooh.
I'm so excited for this.
Alexander, I found hundreds. There are hundreds. You literally just have to type in the word shocked on any of the review lists. It is unbelievable how many people have found things out. And meanwhile, I'm sitting here like, wow, I'm so white when I did mine. And like, that was it. Like, I didn't find anything exciting. But apparently this happens a lot and very unexpectedly to people. So I picked some of my favorites out. This first one is a lot of them, by the way, were positive, even though they got shocking information. So this is a 5-star review by Angela of 23andMe. I was 98% Northern European. I expected that. Blue eyes, blonde hair. What shocked me was I had 296 variants of Neanderthals in my DNA. It also said I had the fast twitch muscle fibers of elite athletes, yet I have lost every foot race I was ever in. What am I? End of review.
Wait, does this person having an actual crisis here?
Yeah, identity crisis. What? It does sound like a riddle. What am I? I have four legs. I have the muscle twitch fiber of an elite athlete, and I have 296 variants of a Neanderthal. What are you?
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Angela! Yeah, I don't know. I just liked how really, really this sent her into kind of a spiral. 296 variants of Neanderthal.
Does the person know what that means? Because I certainly don't.
I don't. I was part Neanderthal, but like a really small part.
Okay. Showing
only
off.
Only 294. Okay. Wow. Variants. I definitely didn't have any fast twitch muscle fibers, I can tell you that much.
I mean, it sounds like a scam, like some sort of like, I don't know how this
stuff
works.
Well, they did tell me that I did not seem to have the gene to think cilantro tastes like soap, which is correct, but okay. I don't have that. So it was correct on that front, but I guess that's a 50-50. So this is a 2-star review by Lou, who seems to be in denial. Sorry, oh, Lou. But it seems to be true. I had a hassle with my first 23andMe order and sent it back. I ordered it to find out a shock of my life that my dad was not my biological father. I wrote to 23andMe to see if this could be a mistake. They came back with some lame answer, so now I'm going to get a second opinion. End of review.
Oh my god.
Awkward. That's under the number of people who realize their dad wasn't their dad. It happens a lot.
That's terrifying. Like, that's
so
weird.
And it's always like nobody. It's just like a bomb drop. Like, nobody expects it. They do it for fun to see like what their heritage is, and then they're like, wait a second.
Like, I don't expect that. So now it makes me feel like it's more likely to be true.
I know. It's, I mean, yeah, it's really trippy because you would never think that it would happen to you, but then obviously none of these people thought it would happen to them.
Oh my god.
Yeah, well, I'll read you one in a little bit that gives you a pretty good example of how this occurs. So, let's see. Okay, this is one that I liked. It's a short one of Ancestry DNA Kit. This is a 4-star review by BJ. We got this as a gift for our friend, and the results totally shocked her. She discovered she is part Viking. End of review.
Okay, I got so nervous there. I'm like, oh, okay. Never mind. I was like, that. Is this person not your friend anymore? Like, are you like the bearer of bad news? I would feel so nervous giving this as a gift to a friend.
She discovered that was actually, I think, the title. I forgot to put the title of the review. It was like, think twice before giving as a gift or something.
They really made you think that it was going to be something terrible. And then it's like, part Viking. It's like, what?
She discovered that her dad was not her real biological dad, and her real dad was a Viking. It was shocking. You would never believe it. Her real dad was a muscle twitch fiber elite athlete. Okay, so here's another great example of why you should not give it to as a gift. Now, this is the one that, this is a roller coaster, okay. 3-star review by Kelly.
Buckling in.
I know, buckle up. This is a verified purchase of Ancestry DNA. I wanted to warn you guys that this test isn't always lighthearted fun. I bought it as a Christmas gift for myself last year, and I was really excited to find out more about my genetic heritage. The reason it's almost a year since I reviewed this product is because what I got instead was the shock of my life. Here's the story.
Oh my god. I already have goosebumps.
Like,
I'm
so
nervous.
Stressful. Okay.
Okay.
I'm a 32-year-old female. At the time I got my results, I was 31. I've been joking for years that my real dad is Denzel Washington.
Wait, is it though? Turns out it's
actually
Allstate guy instead.
Oh my god. Spoiler alert, it's not Denzel Washington. I'd been joking for years that my real dad is Denzel Washington, mainly because I'm so different from my dad and we don't look alike at all. I also found out that one of my great-grandmothers, like 8 generations back, was a slave who won her freedom, and I wanted to see how much African I had. I thought it'd be really cool. Anyway, I finally got my results in last February. I sent them in early January. As I looked at my results, I quickly felt confused by what I was seeing. Less than 2% African. Bummer. My dreams of being Denzel's love child were crushed. But also 0 Native American, which was weird because my dad has a lot of that on his side. Also 0% Spanish. What the fuck? Where did Eastern Europe and Ireland come from? I was so confused. So then I see that there's this tool that connects you with familial matches, and I'm like, awesome! Now I can see if I matched up with any cool family members. Wrong. It was not awesome. I matched with someone who shared enough DNA with me that it was a direct familial match. I looked closer to see that this person had to be, within 99% accuracy, either my father or my son. The what? Bad news is, I have no son. It's not funny. It's so alarming.
Oh my god.
It's so alarming.
I love how they're like, I think this is your son or your dad, and you're like, what? Oh my god. I know which one it is.
It's like, I have a dad, I don't have a son. So one of them's either being replaced or there's something medically going on.
Yeah, there's like a 9 months really of my life just like missing.
No other option. The bad news was I have no son. Also, my dad doesn't believe in DNA tests. That's weird.
Yeah.
It's just
that means that
them.
He's hiding something
it's
from you,
hoax.
Like about your relationship. Or he's a serial killer. Like, there, it's yeah, one or the
yes.
other.
Most likely, my first gut instinct would be what you said of, like, he's hiding from the law. But I guess the second instinct is, like, he's hiding from familial drama. The truth. So I sent a screenshot to my mom. Mom, something you need to tell me? And then to my dad. Dad, are you sure you're not on Ancestry DNA? But my brain still would not register what I just learned. My mom played dumb. My dad called me and told me the truth. My sisters and I came from a sperm donor. You guys, this rocked my world. Not in a good way. I was a complete disaster. I've got 2 sisters from my dad, one who I thought was 100% my sister and one who I thought was half. I didn't know if my big sister and I had the same donor, but for sure my little sister, the half one, didn't. So much to process. My dad told my older sister that night. He waited months to tell my little sister. My older sister got our results a few months later, and it turns out we came from the same donor, who I am now in contact with, and he's very nice. My little sister went straight into denial and refuses to acknowledge it at all. My point in telling this story is, seriously, before you take this test, consider what you might learn. If I could go back in time and not take this test, I'm not sure if I would. Then again, I finally have some clarity on a lot of things and health issues I wouldn't have without the knowledge. Just know what Pandora's box you might be opening. End of review.
That's a lot, though. Damn.
It is. Can you imagine every time she joked about Denzel Washington, her parents were like, cut it out. It's not funny. She's like, it's so weird. Dad and I look nothing alike. Oh, my God.
I mean, I was nervous. I mean, not that that's not like... wild news to get and a lot to process, but I was worried that it was something
the
like
dad
where
didn't
the dad
know.
Didn't know.
Well, that's
something.
Most of the time. I
exactly.
Learned.
That's.
Yeah.
I guess maybe I'm just like cynical, where I'm like, oh, it's going to be something terrible, ruining this family.
Yeah.
But I'm glad to hear that at least like I don't know.
Reason that I figured he might know is because he doesn't believe in DNA tests, which makes me wonder, like, okay, he probably knew something was going on.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean. A lot of most of them where it was like my dad isn't my dad, it was like my dad didn't know, which is ultra disturbing.
Yeah.
And just very sad. But so actually, here's a good example. So Haley emailed us and sent in a story about her grandma. Okay, so Haley says her grandma found out her mother cheated on her father and got pregnant with another man. Her real biological father died, so she never met him, but she found out she has 2 new brothers. And they're all very happy that their family has grown, and she gives the experience 5 stars.
Oh, that's
so
excellent.
I think maybe being a grandma and having that, like, clarity as a grown, wise person maybe would help. I think if I were, like, my immature-ass age and I found out that, like, my parents weren't my parents or whatever, I think I'd probably have, like, a full-on identity crisis
meltdown.
Oh, my
God. I couldn't imagine.
Yeah, so it seems like she handled it the best possible way.
Definitely.
Of just embracing the experience.
Yeah. And if you can embrace the new people in your life, assuming that they're good people for you.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of fun, like, to look at it as, oh, we have new siblings or new family members.
Yeah.
There was someone online who said, like, I thought I was I was raised as an only child, and I found out I have, like, two sisters, and that must just be the wildest thing to, like, figure that out in your 20s.
Yeah, like, if we found out that we had another sibling.
No, I can't do it. We have enough. That's enough.
Yeah. Oh, wait, that's enough. Do have another one, don't we?
Oh, shit. I totally forgot. Well, we didn't realize it until we did that 23andMe, and she kind of just showed up.
Well, we told her she was adopted for her whole life, that it got to a point where, like, we started to believe it, too.
Where Tim was like, this is no longer funny. Or, like, no. Denzel Washington came through town one time, you know?
Oh, my God. But that shit is wild. I can't imagine. You've already done it for yourself, so I have a feeling mine wouldn't be much different.
I think they'd be really similar.
I can't imagine, like, us having different parents, so.
No, it's unfortunately too obvious that our DNA is too similar, but exactly. I would be interested to see Francisca's, because she's the only.
You were wondering if Tim's her
no,
her stepdad is.
Because our family is all from Europe, but hers is, like, a lot based in the U.S., and more people in the U.S. use it. Like, with us,
that's true.
No, I'm, like, connected to nobody on there because nobody in Europe is using it. So I have, like, fourth cousins. That's as close as it gets.
First generation Americans.
I know. It's so sad.
Such a hard life when you can't connect to strangers through Ancestry.com.
I think it is.
Ugh.
So, and then Taylor sent an email also. This is the last one. Who said she lives for the drama of Ancestry and 23andMe plot twists, which, like, I do too now. I've developed, like, a weird new hobby. And I think, like, TMTM, I might pitch this to TLC because I feel like this would be a wild time.
Yeah, maybe we should just do a whole new podcast spinoff.
Oh, that would be really cool, I think. This is a review Taylor sent in, which is probably my favorite of all of them. And this is a verified purchase of an Ancestry kit by Jesse. The title is, My Grandma Cheated and I Just Found Out. I found out my grandma cheated on grandpa while he was away in World War II. My hoe of a grandma had 4 babies and no one ever knew. I am very thankful for this test. I have connected with my mom's sister and one brother. Very happy to know I have family. End of review.
Yay! My hoe of a grandma. That's a sentence you never want to hear your grandchild say.
Can you imagine, while he was gone in the war, she had 4 freaking babies? Like, that's a lot of work.
Yeah. I mean, my dumbass was like, how did he not know, like, when they're FaceTiming and stuff? It's like, oh, wait.
When they're FaceTiming.
They wrote letters that probably didn't even get to each other.
And she accidentally, like, one of the kids, like, finger painted on it or something.
I'm, like, thinking, like, how could he not know? And then I'm like, he was in World War fucking II. I'm like,
what? Yeah, he's a little bit busy.
A little busy.
I just love, like, oh, that hoe. My grandma, that hoe. Anyway, so glad I have all these new relatives. I feel like time sometimes dampens the pain of these things. It tends to, anyway, because you can get some distance.
Yeah, because if grandpa came back from fighting in World War II...
to 4 children.
And there were, like, 4 new kids. Like, what the... yeah. I mean, that would be something.
Oh, boy.
If they find out many, 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 many years later, it's like, well, what are you going to do about it now?
Oh, my God. It's such the cliche of, like, the milkman and all that. Like, there were so many stories where it was, like, my mom was always really weird about why I didn't look like my dad. And, yeah. I mean, just dozens and dozens. I mean, I would say hundreds of these stories online. Being like, I just wanted to see what, you know, if I had any Scandinavian in me, and I found out that, like, I'm part Egyptian because my mom slept with some guy. Like, it's just the wildest thing that technology has led us to this point, which I'm sure the past has happened way more than any of us realized, but now we can just access it.
We should really do a whole episode on these. This is so fun.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I mean, there's so many, and, like, a lot of them I just couldn't even fit, but that was a great challenge. So thank you, Tara and Carly.
Yes, thank you.
And I actually, for once, prepared a challenge, Sandy.
Oh, good, because I'm not ready.
Oh, man.
Well, should we do a Valentine's Day one?
Oh, sure.
Because though we're late.
Every time that I come prepared with the challenge, Alexander's like, actually, let's do a theme that has nothing to do with your challenge. Throw it in the trash can.
No, I don't know. Just because we were going to do, like, we talked about doing a bonus. I don't know why we forgot. Should we still do it?
Yeah. That's fine with me. It'll be like a week and a half late, but whatever.
And it won't make me sad anymore because it's like Valentine's is already over, so it's not like I'm dreading it.
And all the candy will be cheap.
True. True. And now people are reviewing things right now for things this year for Valentine's Day.
They're experiencing.
So it's actually for the best that we're doing
quarantine Valentine's experience because last year we weren't here yet in quarantine.
True. True.
Woohoo.
Last year I was going through a breakup.
Oh, woof. Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. That's nice.
Yeah.
So come back next week for an episode full of love and Cupid.
Cupid. Okay. Well, yeah, because if you're not sick, if you're not like finally Valentine's Day is over. Well, not for us. So.
It's never over.
Sorry.
We don't keep track of our calendar, and you should know that by now.
All right. Well, talk to you then. Thanks, everyone.
I'll be waiting for my Valentine's, everybody.
Bye.